Yesterday in Shiri, we had a chance to carefully learn the Gemara Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. A very pretty Gemara. A number of layers. Two Mamorim from, first the way the Gemara deals with the Mishnah, the different Kiddush from the Mishnah. Then the two Ma'amorim of Nachman. And then the generation after of Nachman, there was no Machlokas over what of Nachman was saying. But then later in the Kuf Ches Amud, there was a Machlokas over how is there no Machlokas. We know Rav Nachman said both statements, but we're not sure whatever Machlek is how they both work. Whether Rav Nachman had said that you only have a Chiyuv HaSeber for the first two kosos, or you only have a Chiyuv HaSeber for the last two kosos. So in the Ikar HaDin, there is no Chiyuv HaMeiser for all four kosos. But practically, fundamentally, the Chiyuv HaMeiser for two of the four kosos. Practically speaking, however, the Gemara says we are Meiser for all four, because we're not sure which two are on and which two are off, the lamas are mesiv for all of them. And in the course of that, so yesterday we had a chance to appreciate some of the nuances of the Gemara Svaras for saying first two, last two. But in terms of the Gemara's Psak, which is called the Halach and the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, and right here in the Rif, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph B'Dapi Arif, Hashne itmar hachi de itmar hachi kulu tzvichi haseba. That's the Rif's bottom line, following the Gemara. That you're chayv and haseba on all four. So the Ran, the first wide line of the Ran, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, the Ran says, I don't understand. It's not really a kasha of the Rif, it's a kasha of the Gemara. How does the Gemara come to that conclusion? Hashi itmahachi itmahachi kulu boa seba right over here. Afa gav dibi alma kaimala nipcha d'chal sveke drabon l'kula. We have a rule, one of the basic rules in the world of Torah Sasvekas, going back to our very first topic that we into which we dove in Maseches Bava Kama of Torah Sasvekas. One of the basic rules of Torah Sasvekas is sveke drabon l'kula. Arba the chiv haseba is Chivaseva is the Rabbanan, or so we assume. Close to Pesach, when we return to the core of the Sugya Haseva, we'll see, Lefi the Rambam, it's not so Pashat that Haseva is Rabbanan. But the assumption, but practically speaking, it is Rabbanan. So Hacha, Kaven de Lav Milsa, so it's the same Rabbanan Lakula, so how come we are Machmir in both directions? And we said yesterday, there are three or four logical possibilities here. You can make it for all, for neither set, or for one set or the other. So the Gemara says, we make it for both sets. Why not? That seems to be the farthest, of all the options, that's the farthest from Sveka Rabban Lakula. So Ran has two answers. Number one, he quotes earlier Rishonim who said, Kevan de lav milsa de tirchi avdinan, L'ravcha de milsa. It's not a big deal. It's not a big tircha. You'll be mesiv a little more. It's comfortable. Even if it's not comfortable for you, it's a little uncomfortable. It's not a big deal. So you're drinking the kosas anyways. So just be mesiv. It doesn't cost you money. It doesn't take much effort. So I'm dealing l'ravcha de milsa. Why not cover your bases and cover all the possibilities? Kach pirshu zal. That's how they explain it. Zechoron L'Racha. So he doesn't say who, but he's quoting early Rishon where Ray passed away. That seems to have been the classical understanding of this Gemara. Is that, look, it's not a big deal to say Sveka Drabanan, to say it's not a big deal, so why not say don't invoke Sveka Drabanan L'Kula unless you need to. The truth is that idea that we told us earlier in the year, that idea of only invoking Sveka Drabanan L'Kula when necessary, so that parallels Rashi with Zechus Beitz. I think we spoke about that, right? That parallels that Rashi, that Dover, right, Dover Sheish Lo Matirin. You have Dover Sheish Matirin, if a chicken it lays an egg on Yom Tov, it's Muksa until the end of Yom Tov. Okay, so Muksa is Muksa, so leave it alone until the end of Yom Tov. Let's say we're not sure when the egg was laid. I checked the hen at 2 in the afternoon on Erev Yom Tov, there was no egg. I come back in the morning of Yom Tov, and now there's an egg. I check that night, whatever it is. So I'm not sure when this egg was laid. Was the egg laid before Yom Tov started, or the egg laid after Yom Tov started? But the Safek Muktza. Safek Muktza. So we say, to Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin, something which will become Mutter anyhow. The whole Easter of Muktza is only temporary, it's only until Yom Tov ends. So don't rely on Safek Muktza. That's the way Rashi presents it in Sechas Pizza. Why are you relying on Safek Muktza Kula if with relative ease you could avoid it? You're only going to eat the egg once anyways. So instead of eating the egg today, eat the egg tomorrow. It's not like you have nothing to eat. And it's not like a question of throwing it out or not throwing it out or using it once, using it twice. You only use it once. You consume it. So consume it tomorrow instead of today. That's why Rashi presents the concept of Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. Why rely on Sfeik Rabban Lakula if there isn't a significant Tzorach? It'll be Mutter soon anyhow. If you eat it tomorrow on Isruchad, you're not, or on Chol HaMoed, you're not relying on Sfeik Rabban Lakula. There isn't sufficient Tzorach to warrant invoking Sfeik Rabban Lakula. That's what Rashi says in Maseches Beitza. And that's what a similar sort of idea that we've shown him, the first approach the Ran has here. Sfeik Rabban Lakula, in the case of an outlet, you're losing something, or it's a major tircha. Here it's not a big deal. Now the Ran does not agree with that approach, Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. The Ran and Darim have a much more dramatic Lamdish approach to Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. And here too, he rejects essentially that same concept. To say that we don't invoke Sfeik Rabban Lakula unless there's sufficient Tzorach, he's not so excited about that. He says no. You don't need a major Tzorach to say Sfeik Rabban Lakula. It's a different answer. Li nira da'al karchacha boi lemebet ha'seil z'kulu, the nezel l'kula amay nako bahani tve mihani. You gotta be machmer in both directions, because what are your two other options? Your other options are either to say no ha'seil whatsoever, or choose one over the other. So if you're going to be meiko, amay nako bahani tve mihani, how could we choose to make over these more than these? Because we cannot arbitrarily choose one over the other, and to make on both, then you're totally uprooting the mitzvah of Hasebo. Sounds like he's saying that's for sure incorrect. You definitely are chayv to mitzvah even the first two or the last two. So you can do neither. That's definitely wrong. That's not even an option for the truth. You are chayv to mitzvah for two cups. You know if Nachman said, we're just not sure which ones he said. But to say you're not going to mitzvah at all, that's mikra mitzvah seseva lagamri. You're uprooting the whole mitzvah seseva. That's definitely wrong. And if you're going to choose arbitrarily first two or the last two, that's inappropriate to choose arbitrarily. You cannot. Ran doesn't think that you cannot apply Sfeik Rabban Lakula unless it's very significant, but he does seem to think you cannot apply it arbitrarily. To arbitrarily choose one or the other is inappropriate. To make them both, also inappropriate, because you're entirely undoing the mitzvah seva. Your only option, by process of elimination, only option left is to machmir on both. Earlier in the year, we saw this round, and he sort of focused on this concept that he has, if you cannot choose arbitrarily. What I'm looking at now is the contrary round. There is a Gemara in Megillah. Gemara in the first paragraph of Megillah has a discussion. Gemara in Daf Hey has a discussion about what do you do in a city where there's a suffix whether it's Mukum Chomos Yeshua Ben Nun or not. You know the Psukim tell us in the Megillah that if you're in the Aria Prazos, you're in the open cities. There's one line in the Tziv where he has a pun. A multilingual pun. It talks about Torah being a shir, as opposed to being prosy. It's supposed to be an open or prose. So if it's unstructured, unwalled, and unwalled, that's why we're not talking about prose, prosaic cities. Is if you have an unwalled city, the Arma Prazos, the unwalled cities, so they have Mikra Megillah on Yudalad, and the walled city is Mikra Megillah on Tezvav. How about if you're not sure if the city is walled or unwalled? You're not sure. How can you not be sure? Look.
We're not sure.
Ah, so either because we're not sure, we know it has a wall, it's pretty ancient, we're not sure if it's that ancient, or...
Maybe it was not
bound to be
sure.
Ah, but we have a suffix whether the wall counts. So the Gemara is at Shabbat Tveria. Tveria does have an ancient, was assumed to have been walled from the days of Yeshua, but I think the Pesukim in Tanakh tell us that. The problem is, we're not sure. So then what's the Suffolk? Suffolk is, Tveria is a coastal city. It lies on the coast of, on the western coast of Yam Kineret. Right. So the question is, does that count as a wall or not? So that's a not really a historical question of Matzias, it's a halacha question of definitions. Is that called a wall or is it not? We know what it looked like, Bimos Yeshua Benun, and a wall on three sides and the water on the fourth side. The question is that called walled or unwalled?
It's called
a maybe.
It's not considered a wall.
A wall?
It's not considered a wall.
If you put a cover on the entire sukkah, it's a wall.
Oh, okay.
You don't need that much
wall.
Yeah.
A sukkah needs
only five. Yeah, a sukkah needs three sides. Yeah, but mukav choma presumably means wall from all four sides. I think the shaila is, would you say that the sea wall counts as a wall or not? So the Gemara is that shaila. It's left open. So the Gemara seems to say, the Gemara does say, that you have to lay Megillah on both days. Now that would be very consistent with the Gemara Pesachim Kufches, that you do have Seba on both sets of Kosos. Right? Seba on Lekula, but we're not in both cases, it's a Safek of a Drabanan. Now Megillah is a very high level Drabanan, because Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah, as we saw in Daf Beis and Beis and Masechet Bava Kamma. So there are, I think we spoke at the time, that Mir Prima Gadim Psicha Kalalos points out there is some debate about whether you apply Sefer Rabban Lekula to Divrei Kabbalah or not. You have a high level Drabbanan that appears in the Tanakh, so maybe that makes it more severe. Either way, even if you're going to apply Sefer Rabban Lekula, we understand why you don't, because that's consistent with the Gemara here. Psachim Kovches, Heseba is Drabbanan, and yet we're not applying Sefer Rabban Lekula. It's the same sort of issue. It's either your dollar or tezvav. They either have saved in the first two codes or the last two codes. Halach l'maisim v'machim on both. And that's it. Rambam quotes it. You have to read Megillah on both your dollar and tezvav. The problem is, as the Ran quotes, at the very bottom of Yud, of Beis Amud Aleph Bedape Harif. Megillah Beis Amud Aleph Bedape Harif, the Ran, the very last Dibrei Maskil. Uli Inyan Yaros HaMesupakos. It may Mukafin Chomim Mos Yeshua Benun Olo. If a city where they're not sure whether or not they were walled at the time of Yeshua's conquest of Eretz Yisrael. So Horu HaGaonim, the Gaonim Paskin Shalchin Bahen Acharov Ayara Sheruban Enam Mukafin Chomim Mos Yeshua. The Karmem Yudalit. The Gaonim say, you only lay on your dollar. Wow. Now, number one problem, number one, that's against the Gemara. Right, so that doesn't work. So the... So the Ran addresses later. So later on, the Ran addresses. He says, a couple lines in, third line, Udamrinam the Gemara, Tatem and Beis, Tveri Vehutso, Korban, Barba, also, and Tchamisha, also, that's what they did in those cities. But Midas Chasidus, how you know, Gin Cain? That was a Midas Chasidus. But that was a Chumrah. Those towns had a Minhag to be Machmer in both directions beyond the Ikra Din. Now, that's not the way most Rishonim read the Gemara, but that's the way they're going to read the Gemara. Fine. Good. So they're saying the Gemara never gave up Psak as you're supposed to do. The Gemara just recorded historically that was the practice in these two cities, Tveria and Hutzal. So, but even if you'll say this maker a din, but now we have to figure out why should that be the din. So say number one, the Gaonim have two reasons. Reason number one, and the Ran appears to accept. Be very comfortable with the Gaonim. At the end, he quotes the Rambam, says it's Mikra Din. But he seems to be very comfortable with the Gaonim's approach. What's it based on? Why Yudalit and not Tezvav? Number one, Rove. Most cities extant nowadays, or even most cities extant in the time of the Gaonim, 1,200 years ago, most cities that were extant 1,200 years ago were not, if they existed at all, 2,000 years earlier, most Yeshua Benun were not walled at the time. So that's not, that number one, so that's not even relevant to Tveria, because Tveria is not a historical question. If it's a historical question, they say you have no one, you have a rove. Number two, the Gonim say, Be'od, Shafilu, Tomashu, Safik, Shokol, if you will tell me, that's an even Safik. Either that's 50-50, or the Ksos and Shav Shmaitza, commenting on Tosas and Ksubas, Taf Tessam and Aleph, points out that the terminology Safik HaShako often does not mean 50-50 as much as a wide open, undetermined Safik. Not that I can assign numbers to it. If a Safik, whether the fetus, as yet unborn, is male or female, that's something we can assign numbers to, and the numbers will be at least approximately 50-50. There are the Chef Schmeitz says, you got Safik HaShako, doesn't mean that. I know the numbers, and numbers are 50-50. It just means no idea. It's not really, it's like indeterminate. We can't really put numbers to it. It's an open suffix. So it's literally suffix hashakal means a balance. Like the shkol is to weigh. So either way, even if you can say there's no rove, either I have a sense of the historical statistics of 50-50, or just it's hard, it's not well determined. We don't really know what the numbers are. So even if you're going to say there's no rove, and it is really a suffix, Havalei Safik Shal Devrayim VeLakula. It's a Safik Drabanan, and we are Mekel. Chiddush number one is that we don't say, this is a Safik Divrei Kabbalah HaHachma. No, we'll consider it's Divrei Kabbalah, but it'll be treated as a regular Drabanan. Safik Divrei Kabbalah is also Lakula. And then really, Nimtza Paturis Bishneim. So we should have said, you're Patur entirely. Umevatli Menu Bevadai Mikr Megillah. So we should have said, Safik Yudalit, Lakula. Safik Tezvav, Lakula. But that would result in Mevatel Mimenu Bevadai Mikra Megillah. That would result in no Mikra Megillah whatsoever, and that is an untenable situation. And therefore, Lafika Kori Berisha no Patr Bishaini. That's why you lay on Yudalid. Once you lay on Yudalid, you don't lay on Tezvav. To lay on neither, where you're clearly, it's not a suffix, you're clearly being about to make a Megillah, so that's not appropriate. That seems to be a theme that you have across both Rans. That to take an approach which is for sure Keneged Adin, that's not warranted by Sveika, Drabban, and Lakula. You know there is a Chiyav to lay in one day or another, it's not sure which one. But to say I'm not going to lane at all, where you're definitely in violation, that is a problem. I know after Yemesiv, first two of the Kosos, to choose not to Yemesiv at all, Mikr Yemenu Mitzah Seber Lagami, that is a problem. But the question is, what's the solution? So over here, he says, okay, once you lane your Dalet, don't lane Tezvav, you're good to go. A solution which the Gemara obviously does not give in Pesachim. The Gemara was clear that you don't get to do that. The Gemara was clear you don't get to do that. So you can present this as the Mishnah Lamelech does as a steer in Rans. Because while in in Pesachim, the Rans says, Amai Nakal Bahani Tfei Mehani. You can't arbitrarily choose one over the other. Here he says, no problem. Read your Dalet and then you'll be Patur and Tezvav. If you tell me, well, it's not arbitrary because Yadala comes first, well, the first two kosas also come before the last two kosas. And that was apparently not acceptable in Pesachim. So you can either think about it as a steer in Rans, or you can think about it as, you could say, well, it's a kasha from the Gemara in Pesachim against the Gaonim. How could the Gaonim say that the Gemara and Megillah just midas chasidus and really Mikra didn't know have to lay in your dalet? The Gemara Pesachim said hilchasa psak halacha, not just chumra, psak halacha idi boaseba. So why doesn't the Mishnah Melech ask it as a Mishnah Melech, as you saw, raises a steer and runs? Why doesn't he say better than steer and runs? The Gaonim are against the Gemara, Akasha. Not just a symmetrical stira. Ask Akasha. Why isn't it Akasha? You could, except that the Ran already gave another answer in Pesachim. Right? And here, the Ran number one said, then maybe it's based on here, it's based on Rov. And the Ran and Psachim said, look, maybe the reason why Idiv Idiv Baris Eba is because, what was his first answer? Right, there's no Tircha. So maybe that's what the Golem, right, like Rashi, so maybe that's what the Golem hold. Maybe the Golem hold. Look, the Gemara and Psachim is because there's no Tircha. But strictly speaking, in a case where, to lay the Megillah again, that is a Tircha. That's not nothing. It's a whole procedure. They come to shul. It's a very holy procedure. It's a very happy procedure. But that's a real tircha to say you have to come back to shul the second day. You have to read Mikra Megillah again. The men come to shul. They're going to have to stay for an extra half hour, 40 minutes, however long it takes to read the Megillah. The women have to come back to shul, figure out how you're going to hear Megillah. So that's a big tircha. So if you accept the first approach in the Ran and Psachim, it says no kasha. Avada, Sfigur Bar Lakula warrants doing one and not the other. It's just that in Psachim, Sfigur Bar Lakula is not in play. It's not in operation. So that's why it's not the Gemara is not a Kasha in the Gaonim. Because you have the first answer here and the first answer there. In either one, either here it's based on Rov, and maybe Tveri Nechami does make a dinner require, or you say that the Gemara Psachim is rooted in Leka Tircha. The problem is the Ran. Because the Ran made it clear in Psachim that he's not excited about the answer of Leka Tircha. That's the worry, Shon who said it. But I think the other approach. And here, he's very comfortable with all of it. So it's a steer and Ran. The Ran is the one who's in the crosshairs here. That's why the Mishnah Melech says, I go in and maybe I can explain. But the Ran's explanation of the Gonim flies in the face of the Ran's explanation of the Gemara. And that's an inconsistency. And it's not as though he's saying, but I would hold the Gonim. At the end, he says, the Rambam disagrees with the Gonim. It's not like he's right to say, and I hold the Rambam. He seems very comfortable with the Gonim. Either he poskens like them, or at least is open to poskens like them. Certainly doesn't see them as being inconsistent with the Gemara Psachim, with his reading of the Gemara Psachim. So which one is it? Do you allow, in both cases, we're not going to allow you to skip both, but in here, in Megillah, the Gaonim allow you to skip the second round. And in by Haseba, we do not allow you to skip the second round. No, you've been waiting very patiently for a question.
So is this a question on what Rav Shimon Shkop said in our first sugya? Meaning if Rov is a Mevarer, the Rov that the Ran is talking about here is not a Mevarer. It's not because most cities, we're reading on the 14th, that means this city wasn't walled from the times of Yeshua.
You're asking, let's take your question. You had to cry on it for a while, and then we'll come back to the point we're up to. You're saying, let's go back to the first answer, the first explanation of the Ran Megillah. That may be the reason why the Gaonim would say that if you're not sure, Suffolk Mukav Choma, you lay in and you dalit only, because rove cities are not Mukav Choma. So you're asking, how is that a Mavara? No, that is a Mavara. You look around. Most cities that are in existence nowadays were not, historically, either didn't exist 1,000 years earlier, or did exist but as an unwalled settlement. So here's a city. And there's reason to believe that it is a pretty old city. It does seem to have a pretty old wall. So chances are it wasn't walled. It did not have a wall. 32,
33, 34. But has a different
city
show that? Maybe this one did.
Well, that's the same as Katana. That's like the classic Rubel and Estakamon. We look at the overall set. Look at the overall, just like we say, the Katana. Most people develop a certain way. So here's one particular individual. We're not sure. Here's one particular cut or katana. We're not sure how they're going to develop. It's not yet clear.
That's a fact. That's not who the people decide to build a wall in this city.
That's true. Oh, right. You're saying that this is not biological.
It's not a fact set. It's what do people decide to do.
Okay. You're making a good point that this is a question of perhaps of psychology, but we do have rows of psychology as well. Right? Not all rows are questions of biology or physics, like Kanuktana. You do have rows that deal with aggregating many people's bechira chafshes. For instance, the Gemara has a chazak in the sense of a strong rove, eyon paraya toch zmano. The vast majority of time, people don't pay their debts back ahead of schedule. Most people don't return the book to the library before the due date. Most people don't pay their debts before they're due. Some people do, Baruch Hashem, but most people do not. So the Gemara says you have a strong rov that a debt that's not yet due was most likely not yet paid. Now, that's not a principle of physics or biology. That's psychology. And yes, everyone has their own Bechir Chavshis, but at the same time, despite the fact that every person has his own Bechir Chavshis, there are tendencies, and I can speak statistically about what the trends are in large groups. And Alpidin, that's relevant, that's a halachically significant role. So here, why is it that most extant cities were not walled, over 3,000 years ago? So that could be a result of the fact that may have to do with how often people walled cities in the old days, and also have to do with how many cities survived and how many cities were destroyed by war or famine or earthquake or whatever over the course of the centuries. There are factors we can point to. It's not totally random. And looking at the data set, it seems like most extant cities either didn't exist or wouldn't have had sin. You can run it forwards or backwards. Either way, either thinking about historical all the cities then, how many survived, how many had walls, how many survived, or look at cities now. But that is a meaningful beer. Okay, so that's the Ron's first answer about Rove. Now coming back to Ron's second answer. The Ron's second answer, so how are we going to resolve, are we comfortable, based on Sveikir Abon Lakula, saying, well, do the first one. We understand you can't leave out both, because that's Vaday no good. But do the first one.
Why you doubt not to spell
it? Well?
Why you doubt not to spell it?
As opposed to, right, so that's the question. In Megillah, that's exactly the question. In Megillah, he said, oh, when you doubt it, you put it as Vav. Don't tell me. You might be doing the wrong thing, or you might be doing the right thing. That's exactly, say, Trevor and Lakula. You're not sure whether you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. Let's give another example. This is Suffolk Brachas Lahaka, which is either a particular case of Trevor and Lakula or not, but certainly at least Derech Mashal. If I don't remember, let's say a fellow, I made a bracha, I'm not sure I made a bar nefesh or not, and now I want to eat more. Right? So we would say, Safik Bracha Sahakel, eat more without making another bracha. Right? Why? Because that might be wrong. It could be that you need to make another bracha, or it could be you don't need to make another bracha. You're not doing something which is Vadai wrong. It's Safik wrong, Safik right. So that's legitimate. That's legitimate for Safik Bracha Sahakel. It's legitimate for Sveik Rabban Lakula. But to say, I'm not going to lean at all, tell you Dichnish, that's definitely wrong. To say, I'm not going to make Sifain of the Kosas, is definitely wrong. But to say Alain Yudala not Tezvav, that may be correct and may be incorrect. That's a Suffolk Rabbi. That's a Suffolk. That's not a Vada. That's a Suffolk Rabbi on the Kula. So, but how come Beim Sachim, he was not comfortable with saying that? My knuckle behind it, we said, that's also inappropriate. How can you choose one over the other? So how come choosing to lean just on Yudala is fine, while choosing just to be Mesa for the first two Kosos is insufficient? When we do that, you are based on the first two kosos, because it's easy to be able. Now you come to kos 3. So why not say, well, I already was based on the first two kosos, like Karabi Adalid. Karabi Adalid, your patent has Vav by the suffix. Here we don't say, Hasid for the first two, your patent for the second two. Mail, if you didn't read the Yudalid, of course, that's a nafkamina between the two answers of the Ran. Right? If you didn't read Yudalid. So if you say it's based on Rove, so it's not going to help Lane to say Zvav. The Rove is against it. If you say it's not based on Rove, it's just based on you have to lay at least one time. So it could be, if you Taka did not lay Yudalid, you would be Kori B'Tezvav, perhaps. Right? So, but if you were Kori B'Yudalid, then you're Pater and Tezvav. So you're Gabon Lakula. Why not say, by Ray was Mesa for the first two Kosas, that I may be doing the right thing and not be Mesa for the latter two Kosas, so just let me have my Sveik Rabban Lakula. Nail if you say the first answer, the Rashi-like answer, it's Tircha, the no Tircha. But if you say, no, Sveik Rabban Lakula is a real rule, it's not just the Esat Sorech. So then why not? So that's the Mishnah Melech's answer. The Mishnah Melech has an answer. Arle Paranchik has an answer. The Stipe has an answer. Arle Paranchik's will leave for now. So Mishnah Melech says like this. Mishnah Melech says, you got to understand there's a big difference between a Seba and Nikra Megillah. Cypher also says a big difference in Seder and Megillah. And so does Eimek Brach. The question is, what is that difference? So the Mishnah Melech says, the difference is that it's very clear that the Suffolk in Megillah is a local Suffolk, literally a local Suffolk, and conceptually a local Suffolk. It applies to particular locales. There's no Suffolk about when you lay in Megillah in Muncie. There's no Suffolk when you lay in Megillah in probably Paris. There's no Suffolk when you lay in Megillah in Beit Meir. All those places are Vadai Yudal. There's no Suffolk where you lay in the Megillah in Yerushalayim. Vadai Tesvav. There might be a Suffolk when you lay in Megillah in Tveria. Maybe there are those who suggested that I don't know if there's evidence for this. There's some who say that Prague was a Suffolk Mukav Choma. I don't know if that's true or not. I've heard it said. I have no idea if there's a Mukav or not. There are some very ancient cities in Europe. Okay. So there are places which are a Suffolk, but the stakes are much lower. It's a Suffolk for particular Jews, whereas the Suffolk in Haseba is a Suffolk for every single Jew in the world has the same Suffolk. Because the Suffolk over how did Chazal set up the din. It's not a Suffolk about a particular subset of Jews. It's every single Jew. So he says, for Kalal Yisrael, knows what you're playing with, whatever Pesach you give for Tveria is relevant for Tveria, but it's not relevant for the rest of the world. Whatever Pesach you give on Haseba is relevant for every single Jew. And therefore, so let's play this out a little bit. So, therefore, if you're going to be Mesa, if you're going to be Kari B'Yodal in Tveria, if in truth Tveria really is Mukav Choma, if in truth Hutzal really is Mukav Choma, if in truth Prague really is Mukav Choma, okay. So these Jews did not read the Megillah in the right time, which is not okay, but on the other hand, they were following Sartre Ban Lakula. They were doing the right thing. They were following the rules. But there are Jews who read the Megillah. The mitzvah of Mikra Megillah survived. Particular Jews didn't do it. So that's less severe, the Mishnah Melech says, than saying that not a single Jew in the world will follow the din properly. If all of Akira's Klal Yisrael, if every Jew will be, let's say, would tell you to be Mesav only for the first two Kosos, but let's say really the din drop button was to be Mesav for the last two Kosos, Gevalt. Not a Jew in the world was Mesav did Haseba properly. That's untenable. That's the Mishnah Melech's answer. And then he goes on to say, very fascinating, he says, it comes up elsewhere also, there's a machlokas, Rishonim, which Yagonim, Rishonim, what year in the Shemitah cycle are we up to? That's to do with the Gemara talks about the year, in the when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed relative to the Shemitah cycle, and there's some degree of historical debate with the Beis HaMikdash Necher of the year 69, the year 70, Bekitzer, there's the machlokas, what year in the Shemitah cycle are we up to? So where does that leave you? Not keep Shemitah at all? Keep Shemitah multiple years? Or keep Shemitah one year but not the other? So, it's Rabbanu Daraisa. Right, so this brings you into the world of Heter Mechira, which is built in part on the assumption that Shemitah Bezman says only Rabbanu anyways, and then you have to fare what year? But does it give you more latitude, less latitude? So that's sort of the closing line in that Mishnah Melech. But let's understand the Svara a little bit more. I mean, he made a chiluk. Yes. He said he made a chiluk. What was the chiluk? The chiluk was, here's the suffix for all Jews, here's the suffix for some Jews. But you have to always ask yourself, right, how does the difference make a difference? Or, what's the Svara for the chiluk? Just say, well, this is in Gavrat, this is in Chefza, therefore, it's because you threw out terminology. Why should it matter? I don't say, but I'm a Jew, and I have an obligation to keep the din. So what does it matter whether other Jews are keeping the din or not? Do I ever, elsewhere halacha, say, well, I'm not going to go to shul, but it's okay because there'll be a minyan without me. So I'll take off from Meiriv tonight because other Jews are davening. That's not legitimate. I need to daven Meiriv. The fact that other Jews are davening Meiriv, that's lovely. That doesn't potter me from davening Meiriv. So why would I say, well, since other Jews are definitely reading the Megillah properly, the Jews in Yerushalayim know they should read the Megillah in Tezvav, the Jews in Muncie know they should read the Megillah on Yudalad, so I could be Mekel.
What if
Oh, the question is, but why is it matter?
Because
why does it matter? And the truth is, the Ranre used the language of Mikra Mitzvah Saseh Belagamri, albeit he was talking about, use that language for a case of not doing his seba whatsoever. We only use that language in Psachim and not in Megillah. And I think the source for the concept that it's a greater issue if no one is keeping the din is more famous as a Bach, but also a Tosas Harash. Shechta points this out in Shira from time to time. Tosas Harash, beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, and it's more famous as a Bach, quoted by his son-in-law, the Taz, that although there's a rule, this is on the level of Daraisa, there is a rule that Yesh Koch Biad Chachamim La'akor Davar Min HaTorah B'Shev V'Al Tasa. It's a Gemara in Yevamos, beginning the 10th parak of Yevamos. Chazal have the right to say, to tell you to passively not fulfill a mitzvah say Daraisa. A lot of lums is about Zasugya, not for now, but they have the right to tell you on Rosh Hashanah Chayis B'Shabbos, don't blow shofar. First day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, don't shake lulav. And so on and so forth. Yeah. You have a linen garment, don't put on tzitzis. Why? Well, let's not even talk about why. Let's talk about why not. Or, why don't we always apply this? So the Bach, in three different places in the tour, raised the question of, well, sometimes we don't say it. For instance, why only Shabbos? How about Rosh Hashanah is on Monday? But there's still, you now play a trumpet on Rosh Hashanah, or Sukkot, or Pesach. Mashmia kol is also both on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mm-hmm. So if Chazal made a gzeir drapon against Mashmia kol, why didn't they say you should never blow shofar? Not just on Shabbos, any day of the week. It's Yom Tov. So there can be multiple answers to that question, but what the Bach suggests, and this is what the Tosa Rosh already has this idea, again, the being second part of Kiddushin, that Chazal do have the right to be Oker Davar Min HaTorah B'Shev Al Tasa, but not to be Oker a Mitzvah Lagamre. Not to go against a Davar Mefurish Bikra. Again, for the Prima Gadim, this fits into, this is one of the differences between perhaps Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shvapeh. Right? The Pasuk says, blow Shofar Rosh Hashanah, Chazal can't come along and say, don't blow Shofar Rosh Hashanah. They can say, don't always blow Shofar Rosh Hashanah. They can't come out again head to head against the whole din as it appears in the Chumash. So it may be a similar svar that the Mishnah Melech is dealing with. To apply, again, it's not the same, but that notion of there's a difference between sometimes violating versus the din never applying. So again, it's not the same, but it's parallel. You can apply Sefer Rabban Lakula even at the cost of this Jew might never fulfill the mitzvah. But to say no Jew will ever fulfill the Din Drabbanan, not Torah Drabbanan anymore, obviously Torah Drabbanan, but to say you cannot apply Sefer Drabbanan Lakula if there's a possibility that no Jew will fulfill the Din. Ever. And that already is just as to be Oker Davar Mefurish Bekra, to Oker Mitzvah Lagamre is beyond the scope of Akiras Davar Min HaTorah B'Shev Al Tasa by Daraisas. So too, by drabanans, it could be that the ochre, the mitzvah lagamre, is beyond the power, beyond the scope of Sveig Rabban Lakula. In Ritzem, tomorrow morning, we will begin the morning by working through the second approach, maybe even the third approach, the second approach, the approach of the stipler.